doing it. Take these if you want here.
Didn't come out so as good in the printer as I thought. That's a prime and stencil. So I lost my, I don't think it's even on Barilon, but I lost my Barilon access for the moment. So I'm going to get it back tomorrow.
Did you get through IU?
Yeah.
Yeah, same here. I lost a couple
of while ago. It takes a day, so. So,
This is Amagyomi, is that?
Yeah, it's connected to Amagyomi.
Yes, right.
Connected.
Right, so at Amagyomi we're a little bit ahead of Kuflamid Hay, and we're discussing the sugya on Kuflamid Hay, and the Gemara says that Tana Rabbanan are loso vaday dochas haShabbos the lo suffik dochas haShabbos that are loso that. Only an avada arla is docha Shabbos. Meal is docha Shabbos. Only for avada, not for a suffik. And the Gemara has a case of suffik. We don't know, bein hashmasho, so we don't know whether, it was born on the eighth month. Is it eighth month or the seventh month? And so, at the eighth month, the baby would be mukt, so you wouldn't be able to do mila. So, but then the Gemara has a bunch of drashos of what you learn from arla. So one of them is Arloso Velo Nola Kishahu Mol Dochas HaShabbos. That you don't, if it's Nolad Moho, right, the baby was born and he already had, he's already a Moho, so that's not Dochas HaShabbos. Shebe Shammai Omrim Tzarech Lahatif Menu Dambris, Shebe Shammai Omrim Eino Tzarech. Shebe Shammai says you have to let a little bit of blood. If it's Nolad Mahol, and Beis Hillel says you don't have to. So that's the Tanakama. Tanakama says that Arloso teaches you something about that that you don't need, that Rashi says it's teaching you within the Shita of Beis Shammai. Right? Rashi here says that it's teaching you according to Beis Shammai, who says that Nolad Mahol, you have to do a Tafas Dam Bris, that you have to get a little bit of blood. You don't do that on Shabbos. But whatever, maybe we'll see other other Rishonim say different things. But we learned something from Arloso about Nolad Mol. Tanakama says that's Machlokes Beishamay Yisrael. Beishamay says you need to have Tavas Dam Bris. Beishamay says not. Arushim and Elazar lo nechlegu Beishamay Yisrael al Nolad Kishu Mol Shatzarach lehat if you want a Dam Bris. Arushim and Elazar says everybody agrees that you have to do a Tavas Dam Bris if the baby was born already, without an Arla. Mipneisha Arla Kvushahi. Right, Shimon Elazar says the svara of that it's a hidden arla, it's a sequestered arla. Aman nechlegu al gershin is gayer kashumo, right? That he already had. He's an aravi. Rashi says aravi or gmoni. So somebody already did amila, and then he was misgayer. So that's the machlokas. Beis Shammai says tzarach lahatav minu dambris. Beis Hillel in tzarach lahatav minu dambris. That's Rav Shimon Elazar sheet. Then their Gemara has something about the suffix, and then it goes back to this discussion. So Itmar, a few lines below, Rav Amar Halach Katanakama, Shmuel Amar Halach Gershim and Elazar. Rav Paskins like Katanakama, right? He would seem to say, we don't do Atavas Dambris if it's Nolad Moho. Shmuel says Halach Gershim and Elazar that you do Atavas Dambris if it's Nolad Moho, and there's you don't if it is if you're Nisgayer. That's what it seems, the Pashup Shat. We'll see, what the Rishonim say. Then, Rav Adar Rabba Siyolda Ahu Yanuka Shumol, that there was a baby born in Mahol, a Hadri had placed in Mahol, he went to 13 Molim, Ad the Shavik Kushavcha. They tried to do Hatavas Dambris, he had some damage to the Aver, and because he did it, so Amar Tasi Lida Avri Adar Rabba, it's coming to me, I deserve this because I didn't follow Rav. Rav says I don't have to do Hatavas Dambris. So Amar Lev Nachman, Ad Shmuel Lo Avar. Did you follow Shmuel? Amar Damar Shmuel Bechol B'Shabbos Miyamar. Did Shmuel say that Hatafas Dambris is Docha Shabbos? So that, and then we say no. Who Savar Vaday Arla Kvusha? He, remember the Savara that you have to do it according to Shimon Elazar is that it's Arla Kvusha. He holds that it's definitely an Arla Kvusha. There's definitely an Arla there, and therefore Hatafas Dambris is Docha Shabbos. Itmar Rabba Amar Chayshinan Shem Arla Kvusha. Rabba says. where Choshesh, maybe it's an Arla Kvusha. Rav Yosef Amar Vada Arla Kvusha. Rav Yosef says it's definitely an Arla Kvusha. And then there's a discussion, you know, what's the how does Rabba get and Rav Yosef get his din? Rav Yosef learns it from perhaps a different Tanoim, a different Brisa. And so, and Rabba has a different way of reading it. We won't read that inside. So, Al Kol Panim, it seems like there's, at least on the Pashup Shat, there's three shitas about Nolad Mahul. There's one sheet within Beis Hillel, right? So Rav says, Beis Hillel, that Beis Shammai says that you do a tafas dan bris if a baby's born Mahul. And Beis Hillel says, not ever, right? So according to Rav, according to Beis Hillel, we would never do a tafas dan bris if the baby was born without the Arla. Shmuel says we would do a tafas dan bris. Then there's a machlokas within Shmuel. Is this a suffik? And because a suffik, it's not Tocha Shabbos. That's how Rabba learns Shmuel. Or is it Vadai or Lakvusha? There would be Docha Shabbos. That's how Yosef learns Shmuel. And it sounds like nobody seems to say that Ger Shneisgayer gets Hatavas Dambris. So Tosus says on Dirasa Lo Nechleku, he says, Hashla Mashma the Yosef is Lahacha Hatafel and Nolak Shmuel. Mishnah is Gaya Shumal, that you need more Tavas Dambris for a baby that's born Mahol than for a Ger, because there's a Machlokas by the baby, and nobody here says, Nolad Kuleyama will do. Nobody says, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, everybody says you could do it, and according by Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Ger, Ikaplukta, according only Beis Shammai would say that you have to do it, only Aliba de Rav Shimon Elazar. So, we pass on like Rav, right? Shmuel says, Beis Hillel says you don't need to do a tafas dambris for a ger. We pass on like Rav that even nolad mal you don't have to do for a ger, for a kat, even nolad mal you don't have to do a tafas dambris. So, because this, how do we know we pass on like Rav? Because Rav Adar Abba says I got punished for not following Rav and for trying to be, trying to do mila on a baby as no lamahol, the cave in the kailan kind of kamo chnol chumol, shin sar hatman dan bris, kol shigin ger shin skak shumol, right? We don't know what Rav says about a ger, but we do know that Rav Shimon Elazar, who makes you do more atavas dan bris by no lamahol, does not make you do atavas dan bris for a ger, so he says, kol shigin, according to Rav, who we paskin, you don't have to do atavas dan bris. The Bahag didn't pass like this. Ela pasku the katan ain tsarech v'ger tsarech. He says we pass like Rav katan ain tsarech and the ger you do need to. So that seems like the opposite of our Gemara. The katan vaday kedin pasku kushim waseinu. Tosus holds like that by a katan you don't have to do a tavas dambris at all. V'ger nami nir larisha samkli the yavamos of parak acholitz. There's a totally different Gemara in Yavamos that I quote in this that I put in the source sheet, source one. That somebody says it, a ger comes and says I did mila but I didn't do tvila. According to Yosef, we don't believe him. We don't do tvila. You have to also do mila. Why? Because even though it's right, Rashi there says you have to. Obviously, he's not. You know, doesn't have an arla. He obviously had a bris at some point, but that's not enough according to Yosef. So because Rabbi Yossi over there says that a ger needs to do mila, even if they already did mila, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Yossi, in terms of the answer, I'll have to man derish. He says, "Gar shu mal, Rabbi Yossi, I might be on Rabbi Yomal v'faneinu." Toso says, "My nafkaminam lo malo so bezdin lo yehal a Rabbi Yomal gavoni mo." It should be just like someone who got mila before. And so he says, "You see that Rabbi Yossi elavadei tzarach latif menu dam bris." So there's this other shita, third shita that says by a ger you do have to do mila, and Tosas doesn't see it as a contradiction to our Gemara. He doesn't say that he obviously argues on Rav and Shmuel. He would say that Rabbi Yossi might hold like Shmuel, and then he kind of flips the svara from our Gemara. Our Gemara says according to Shimon Elazar, a katan needs mila and a ger does not. And Rabbi Yossi holds that a ger needs mila and a katan does not. So v'nira l'rashba l'aseis tam b'davar. Sh'ya svara s'fucha mishvar d'smaitin. It's the opposite svara. So what's the rationale for holding like the Bahag? V'ayinu taima. D'bein katan sh'nol k'shumo. U'bein ger sh'nisgar k'shumo. Dinhu d'shneim hayutunim hatavas dambris. Really, from our kind of muskal rishon, based on without any psukim, we would have said everybody needs hatavas dambris. And so we learn from our lasso that a katan does not need hatavas dambris. We should have said our lasso, but dafka be katan de gali gali, be ger lo gali, de lo gali lo gali. So Tosu says that really there's a svara that you would need hatavas dambris, and we have a miut for katan, we don't have a miut for ger, so we're left with the ger needing hatavas dambris. There's another version of this sheet of Tosfos, is the Tosfos and Yevamos. Also, the Rush brings both. Tosfos and Yevamos says, he quotes the same Bahag, that a ger, sh'nisgayer k'shumol, tzarech hatav min adambris, v'katan sh'nol k'shumol, ein tzarech hatav, that a ger, when he's nisgayer, needs hatavas dambris, even if he had mila before, a katan does not. He gives a different reason. V'tayma, de katan sh'lo hayesalo arlami olam, ein tzarech, aval ger, sh'hayesalo arla, a katan never had an arla at all, doesn't need it. A ger had the arla, and he had a mila that didn't work, so you need a tavas dambris. So that's kind of, there are two versions of this sheet of the Bahag, right? So Tosfos himself seems to say before the Bahag, he seems to say that you don't need a tavas dambris for anybody. Quotes the Bahag saying that you only need a tavas dambris for ger, then he gives two svaras. One is that really, min hasvara chitzona, you would, right, first principles, you would need hatavas dambris for everybody, and the pasuk is only memayit katan, it's not memayit ger. Then there's the tosos and yavamos, that no, that there's a svar lachalik, that a katan never had an arla, if nol and mol never was an arl, and therefore doesn't need anything, doesn't need any tikkun. But a ger that had an arlo with a bad mila, he's still called an arlo. Somehow Tavas dambris fixes that. We will skip a little temporarily. This Russian Shabbos is 3 is very interesting. It's perhaps its own little corner of the sugya, which we won't discuss. But in short, the Rush has a kasha on the svara version. He holds like the Tosfos here. And his kashas on the svar version is what happens. He has 2 kashas. He says, what happens if a ger was nolad mahu? So he says it doesn't sound like the Bahag would say anything different from a normal ger. He would sound just that a ger is nolad mahu, still needs hatavas dambris. So if you say that the Tosfos is svar that anybody who was an arel remains an arel even after apostle de Camila, then we should say that a ger that was no lad mahol should not need hatavas dambris, and that doesn't seem to be, says it's not, nobody, it doesn't seem that the Bahag makes a chiluk. Another nachamina he gives, which is kind of makes a lot of waves, you know, the Ramah quotes it, the Shach goes crazy, the Shagasari goes crazy on the Shach, is that he says, what happens if for some reason you needed to do a mila before the 8th day? So the Rush says that if you did a mila before the 8th day, you would not need to do hatavas dambris, right? It would just be the normal din of katan that was nolad mahol. And so the Shach says, how do you know that? How does he know that, you know, if you did a katan that before 8 days, he had to do it, you don't need hatavas dambris? A big din in Achronim. Kind of a corner of the sugya that we won't necessarily hit, but interesting rush. Okay, so I want to discuss once we set up the sugya, I want to discuss really 3 topics. The first is derais hatavas dambris derais derabanan. The second topic is what is the nature of hatavas dambris? Even, you know, what is it trying to do? And the third is the bracha. You do bracha on hatavas dambris. So the Rambam. So we've got most of the shittas. There's one shitta left, which is the Rif and the Rambam, which is that you do a tavas dambris for both. The Rambam here says that in Perek Mila Alacha, Perek Aleph Alacha Zayin, he says, the Rosh also quotes the Rif, right? Where the Rif kind of says it out more elaborately than the Rambam. But the Rambam says, Ger, Shenichnas Kali Yisrael Chayav Mila Tchila, Ger needs Mila, V'mak Shoy Goy Tzorach Hatif Menu Dan Bris Kishin Is Gayer, V'chein Katan Shenol Gshumol Tzorach Hatif Menu Dan Bris Bayom HaShmini. That He says the same thing is true with a katan that is null and mahol. You need to do dam bris. He has lashon of v'chein. Mashma that it's like the same din, right? Not like that it's two separate dinim, right? Because there's a lot of din. Maybe katan shnol mahol is an arla kavusha, and maybe if it's a ger, it's like a separate din. And so in the Rambam, it's mashma a little bit that it's the same, but you know that could be another rishonim. But the Rambam says you need both, and you need for both katan shnol mahol and a ger that was already mal when he was a guy. People ask Akasha from the Rambam in Ilchos Trumos, where he says, Nolad Mahol Ochel B'Truma. Nolad Mahol eats Truma. V'tum Tumein Ochel Mnesha Safik Aral. Right? So he says that a Nolad Mahol could eat Truma. Tum Tum can't because it's a Safik Aral. So how do you square that with Rabba? Rabba is the Pashup Shad in why Katan. A katan that's a nolad mahol needs a bris is because Rabba says chayshinon shema arla kvusha. So if we're chayshinon shema arla kvusha, it should be just like a tumtum where we don't know if he's an arl or not, cannot eat truma. Someone who's nolad mahol, if we say it's chayshinon shema arla kvusha, why can't he also eat truma? So I didn't see it inside, but I read that the Karen Ora answers that it's that the Rambam must hold. Tavas Dan Bris is Derabanan. It's not a real suffix. It's a Derabanan, a Chash Derabanan, that you have to do a Tavas Dan Bris. The Levush also says, and that's how we'd answer the question, that, you know, that for eating Truma, we're not, that Derabanan, we're not Gozer. Right? They said you could eat Truma, but Mi Derabanan, you have to do a Tavas Dan Bris. The Levush says this, in fact. Levush says, No Kshumo, Apisha Inlo Arlo, Mikal Mokom Chivu Chazal, Lahatav Menu Ma'at Dam. Right, so that's how he says, you know, it's just an, the Chacham said to Inyan, we shouldn't go without a bris, so we just do a Tavas Dan Bris. The Mashmos in most of the Rishonim is that it is Doraisa. The Minchas Chinuch points this out from, and it's on the next page in Source 9, he says... He says toward the end of that first paragraph, he quotes that it could be could be this Darabanan, Ach Barishonim near the Tovas Dan Bris Umin HaTorah. That V'gam V'ger Shinis Gayer, it sounds like it's Min HaTorah. And how does he know? Because I thought I pasted the right thing in, but I thought that his he brings a proof from the Rush. And Tosfos, really. This Tosfos, the Rush says that, we didn't read this part of the Rush, but he says that if Hatavas Dan Bris were needed, the Rush says, if Hatavas Dan Bris were needed after, says that after a Katan was Nolad before, was Mahul before the eighth day, you don't need to do Hatavas Dan Bris, right? So that's one of his kashas on Tosfos. Tosfos says, Tosfos in Yavamo says that if it's that the reason that Katan Nolad Mahul does not need Dan Bris is because he was never an RL. Ager was an RL. So Tosfos, the Rush says, what about this case where he was an RL and he had Mila before? You still don't need Hatavas Dan Bris. So that's why he goes like with Artosis, that really it's just a Xeris HaKasav that a Katan Nolan Mol does not need Dambris. So what was his proof? The Rush's proof that that if you were Mal Nimol before the eighth day, that you don't need to do Hatavas Dambris is because he said Hatavas Dambris then should be Docha Shabbos in that case. So right, according to Tosfos, where if we would say that it's an Arel and you need to do Atavas Dan Bris, it should be Docha Shabbos. So they say, you see, that if Katan, Nolan Mahul, would have needed Atavas Dan Bris, it would have been Daraisa. That's what the Minchas Chinuch brings Araya. I think in Tosfos, it's even, you know, it's a more Pashat Araya. He says, or Lasso is Mimayit Atavas Dan Bris. Right? So it's, right, Mashman, that it would have been Daraisa. And the previous Tosfos also, he says, you know, there's a whole... the whole Dion of Tosfos and the previous Tosfos is which is Arloso being Mamayit? Is it talking and one of and you know he's because there's a lot of these drushas. He says which is the real drusha. So he says maybe look the two main answers of Tosfos is one is for Nola Mol, one's for Androgynous, or maybe one's for Nola Mol. You don't even need one for Androgynous. So it's Masha from Tosfos also that Hatavas Dambris is Midoraisa. But what's really you know it's a where does it come from? What is this? How would we why would we think it's Doraisa? So I don't know if this is the only answer, but the Igros Moshe gives a very interesting you know diuk out of this Indian that Hatavas Dambris is Doraisa. I quoted part of it here. That's about like a clamp, right? There's the there was a time when a lot of mol in America, I think, were doing using a clamp to do the mila, and so Moshe doesn't like it. He said why not? He says because you know he says it's part of he says hashach in molbos hatavas dam ugan kemi dinei amitzvah de mila hatavas dam is part of the mitzvah of every mila. So if it wasn't part of the original mitzvah, how would we come on to Hatavas Dam Bris being Daraisa? That's like what's motivating Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is saying, you know, if we say that Hatavas Dam Bris is Daraisa, how do you get there? It must be that it's part of Mitzvah Smila. So, and so he says, even for the Taz, who says that really it's only a Chumra Ba'alma, if that wasn't part of the mitzvah's mila, it wouldn't even be part of the chumrah ba'alma. He says even people who say it's darbanan, you'd have to say like you know that's it's part of the mitzvah's mila. Otherwise, you wouldn't have come on. How would you come up with this idea?
Rashi in the Battle of Kufa Medalla. Battle line of Rashi Kufa
Medalla.
That's what I
pointed out to you.
Oh yeah, about Nassim.
Yeah.
Dam. 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 Mitzvah.
It's a kana issue and a mitzvah issue.
Right.
Tell Rashi raised it here.
Oh, very good. Rav Moshe doesn't quote it, I think. So, but he says, must be that Tavas Dam Bris is part of the mitzvah. That's how we get to it. So that was that kind of segues into the second issue of what really is that Tavas Dam Bris. According to Rav Moshe, Tavas Dam Bris is just part of the mitzvah smila. Is a Tavas Dam Bris. It's just the last bit of the mitzvah smila you could do. If you already cut off the arla, and actually kind of it has a logic to it because all the Rishonim say, deal with what's the difference between somebody who has mahul and somebody who his whole gid was cut off, he was castrated. So they say it's pashut that there would be no mitzvahs, there would be no hatavas dam bris there, and in fact some people say that there's. That really, some people kind of imply that there's no takana for somebody who has moles, especially according to Rav, there's really no takana that you could do if you did it shalo kedin. And so they obviously don't think of this as a real difference. The arla is just not there. But you say, what's the difference? So you'd say, really, Hatavas Dam Bris is part of the mitzvah smila. So even if the arla is not there, there's part of the mitzvah smila. In terms of the two, other approaches, so... You could say, of course, it's Derabanan. Rav Chaim has this idea that is in the on the back in very blurry language that...
The language may be clear.
Yeah, right, they print. Not such clear print. So he
Toward the bottom?
It's like kind of this middle piece. So he says, why would you need to do it? Why isn't there a din of Shemini by his motivating question is like why isn't there a din of Shemini by doing the Mila? So he says that you see that Hatavas Dam Bris doesn't have to do with taking away the Arla, even though the Gemara says Arla Kvusha. He says that's not really the main thing. Or Hatavas Dam Bris is like a standalone mitzvah, and in fact, that's how he answers up the Rambam. Right, the Rambam says that you have to do Hatavas Dam Bris, and then he says katan shnol mohol you could eat truma. So he answers by saying you have to do Hatavas Dam Bris as a separate mitzvah not as removing the Arla, right? So it's not mutually exclusive for Moshe, right? It could be that this is part of Mitzvah Smila, is removing the Arla and doing something else, doing, you know, Lachnisa, Bebris, or Shalvarmino, or something. But the Rav Chaim says that it's separate from removing the Arla. And you know, some I saw in the Minchas Chinuch, I didn't put it in the different, the Minchas Chinuch on Reish Pei Beis is the mitzvah of, you know, that you can't eat truma if you're an Arl. So there he has a concept, the kind of the opposite concept, where he suggests that Chazal knew that, like, you know, Hatavas Damris somehow gets out the Arla Kavusha, right? If there was Arla Kavusha, Hatavas Damris would get it out. So that's kind of the opposite way of explaining Hatavas Damris.
Well, what's the point of bris then if we're not thinking about the world? I mean, what is it? What is the meaning of bris then?
Well, according
to disappear,
if you combine Rav Moshe with Rav Chaim, then what you're left with is to say that every Mila has these two things, that you are first taking off the Arla, and second of all, you're taking the Satavas Dambris, and that is what the mitzvah of Mila is. And
you're left with the Dot.
Yes.
Arla's gone, so yeah.
That's all we could do. That's Rav Moshe. That's what happens if you kind of combine Rav Moshe with Rav Chaim. That's kind of what you get. And actually kind of is interesting, and it kind of relates to the last discussion. I didn't really think this was so related, but I think it might be related in some sense. So the last discussion is just the bracha. Do you make the bracha or not? So, you know, we pass, you don't, it seems like we pass, you don't make the bracha, and different reasons are given. So the Rambam says a very interesting lashon. He says, Ger shemal kodesh eskar kodesh olmol, shemativ tenu dam bris, einon tzrichim bracha, they don't need a bracha. The chain androgynous ain't mavarchan al minasav she'in avadai. Right? So he says, androgynous ain't mavarchan al minasav she'in avadai. He says, ger shemal kod mishin is gayer, kanshnal mahol, ain't on srichin bracha. Right? So I thought of, not so clear exactly what does that mean, ain't on srichin bracha, as opposed to ain't mavarchan, because it's a suffix. There's actually two other reasons giving in the Rishonim, you know, as to why you don't make the bracha. One is in the Russian Yavamos, is on source 4. At the end, the second to last line, Nogu lahatif bishneim, right? So we have a minug to be machmir for both. You know, he says, you know, the Tosus paskins one way, Rach paskins the other way. Nogu to do both. Miu b'shabbos in lahatif kevan di kaplug to in lachal Shabbos. Since there's a machlokas, you know, we're not going to be machal Shabbos. The gam yira de ein levarich misafik, right? So the rush sounds like, we just, you know, we have a hachra that we are doing Hatavas Dam Bris. Really, we don't have such a clear guidance on to how to paskin. So we're going to do Hatavas Dam Bris, but we're not going to make a bracha. That's how the Rush seems to say, right? He says that there's this kind of suffix in how to do the hachra, and then because we you know, we'll be machmir, but we won't do the bracha. The Shudar Ashba, which I couldn't find on this the internet to put far enough, but he says, the reason why it's a you don't make the bracha is because it's the suffix of Arla Kavusha, right? So he paskins, like, you know, that the reason that you need to do it by Mila is because of the suffix of Arla Kavusha, and so that is inherently a suffix. So therefore, you don't have to make a bracha. And then he goes into a whole thing. There's a machlokas Rishonim, how to read the Gemara earlier in the Masechta about Safik Bidaraisa, Safik Bidarabbanan, Bai Bruche, Safik Daraisa, Bai Bruche, Safik Darabbanan, Lo Bai Bruche, Machlokas Rishonim. He kind of stakes out his position as being the side that you don't need a bracha. But that's the Rashba says it's not because of the Safik and the Hakra, it's because of the inherent, you know, the fact that the nature of this Chiyuv to do Mila is in Suffolk. And there's different nafkaminas from this. The Rashba gives nafkamina directly from the Ramban. He says that a ger does need a bracha. And he says the bracha would be lahatif dam bris min agirim, I think, is the bracha that the Ramban would give. He quotes from the Ramban. Because by gerim, there's not really a Suffolk or lakvusha. There's just, you know, that we paskin that you have to do it by gerim. It's for a totally different reason. It has nothing to do with a Suffolk, right? We know that they got rid of it, and it's just because he says because Ger has to, you know, nichnas tachnas kanfei eshchina, we have to do the mila for right. And so this is the kind of this you know, the Rashba sticking out what I'm saying is kind of a common position that you know, the nature of Hatavas Dambris for a katan is to get rid of the Safik Arlo. The nature of Hatavas Dambris of a of the ger is Lachnas Taskan Vyashkina, totally different dinim, right? And then there's the opposite is on source 15. Is also like the is like the Rashba, right? The Bach says that if we would have Paskin like Rav Yosef, then we would have made we would have made a bracha. So he says I think it's the same he's the same as the Ramban, right? Ger Shemal Klum Shin is Geyer, then you need a bracha. There's there's some poskim who come out like more like the Rush. The Igros Moshe has there's another truth of Igros Moshe that talks about somebody who had a geirus that was with like a reform bezdin. So they had to do another geirus with or with a conservative. We weren't sure who the rabbis were, so he said, "Do atavas dambris, but don't make a bracha because not like really like the Ramban." He says, don't make a bracha because we're kind of inherently not sure if you need hatavas tambris. So he kind of quotes the svara of the Rush to paskin against this Ramban. And finally, just wanted to leave off one other thing with the bracha about the tour quotes from the Bala Itter that says that even if you don't make a bracha al amila, the Bala Itter thinks that you probably do, but he says, even if you don't, you would still make lachnus of risa shalav ravinu asher kedash de beten. He's kind of takes this svara of Rav Moshe plus Rav Chaim to the extreme. He's saying you're not getting rid of the Arla, but you're still doing something lachnisa barisa shavam avinu, and therefore he would say that you would even make that that bracha.
Yeah.